Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, this is Freddie Spencer reporting after the Japanese Grand Prix at Motegi. Last weekend, what a conditions, weather conditions the riders had to race in. And some of that is the area in Japan that it's in. I remember 4 years ago when I was there, two things happened that I'd never experienced before. In fact, one of them had never been in the history of motorcycle Grand Prix racing, where Friday, the practice was actually canceled. Again, that was in 2013 all day because of the overcast conditions. But it was the same weather conditions as they had this year, but more overcast. And so the helicopter couldn't fly. And for medical reasons and safety reasons, and for the safety of the riders in case there was an accident, they couldn't run because where the track is located up in the mountain regions in more central Japan, it is not the easiest place to get to, the type of roads it has. The other thing I experienced was an earthquake, actually on Saturday night or early Sunday morning. Again, that was 4 years ago. And it was one of the tremors after the bad earthquake and tsunami they had, I think it was one in 2010. So it's a very interesting place, and you seem to get a lot of different type activities and things that happen. And the other great thing about that Motegi circuit is certainly the Honda Collection Hall. It's something, if you ever get a chance to visit, I would certainly recommend it. Even if you're not a Honda fan, they have many other type examples of different bikes. Obviously, more specifically, Honda, of course. But every generation and ever bike and car that you can imagine. And their racing heritage is so well on display there. Again, I highly recommend it. It's an amazing place. Now, the race weekend itself. The track at Motegi, and I've ridden it a few times, of course, never raced there because it was built in the 1990s, is one that's, again, very interesting because of the topography. In fact, at one time, and I think it still is, it's got the distinction of when it was being built of the largest dirt excavation project in all of Asia. So it was not an easy place to build a circuit. That they wanted to, and it's actually not just a road course, but it's part of an oval. The road course doesn't use any part of the oval, but the way it's integrated, it's why it's called Twin Ring Motegi, an oval and a road course. But it's not a difficult racetrack, but it's certainly kind of specific. It's very stop and go. It also requires very heavy braking, and it's all about acceleration. And getting the bike in and getting it turned and change direction. But this weekend, the emphasis certainly would be on getting the bike set up for those conditions that were challenging, which was the weather. A lot of rain. It started out on Friday. Pretty much it looked like it was going to stay all weekend, and it did. So the riders were challenged in not just having to get around the racetrack, as fast as they possibly could, but also just the conditions. There's nothing really worse than having to get on a bike and being wet and just the challenge of the focus that requires. The other thing is, you know, riding a motorcycle in those conditions, especially one with that much horsepower, it's very delicate. And so it's a challenge for the riders who are very aggressive. It's one of the things about Mark Marquez that is very unique, and that he's very good in wet conditions, and he's extremely aggressive in dry conditions, and he uses that a little bit in wet, but he's able to have good feel, and he's been able to adjust and not, you know, he takes risks certainly in wet conditions and challenging conditions, but But I think his biggest asset in that is his ability to adapt and to be able to adjust in a very short amount of times. And I think it's one reason why he's so good in the flag-to-flag races, is he can jump on the bike from wet tires and wet conditions or semi-wet to dry, and boom, he's up to speed very quickly. So it's going to be a challenge for the rider, certainly. The mental part of it, just being able to stay focused in those conditions. You have to be way ahead of what the bike's doing. You're, again, trying to go as quick as you possibly could, but not make too many mistakes. And that certainly would be the case for Valentino coming into it, with still his leg being injured, just only one race out, barely over a month. Well, now it's, what, about 5 weeks? So he certainly didn't want to take too many risks and injure it again. So it was going to be a challenge for him. And different from Aragon, and he pointed this out, that being a right-hand circuit, a lot of right-hand corners, it was certainly going to be a challenge because of being his right leg and support-wise. But from the beginning, Mark was quick, and that didn't really surprise me. It didn't surprise anybody. He knew that he was going to be tough. The other thing that was going to be interesting was going to see how Maverick Vinales and Valentino, both on the factory Yamaha, the struggle they've had in these conditions all year long has been the rear grip. It's been the grip on the 2017 Yamaha. They are using the 2018 chassis, so that shows, you know, obviously they're trying, and they feel like it seems to be improvement in the right direction. But if you look at the Tech 3 guys, especially Johan Zarco, they seem to be doing better with the 216 than the 217. So they're going to certainly have to take a look at that as they're getting ready for next season. Of course, Zarco's teammate, Folger, wasn't racing this weekend. I guess he showed up on Wednesday and he was not feeling well. He's suffered from Epstein-Barr syndrome before, which is a virus that affects your ability, your strength, your endurance. I guess he was even having trouble getting out of bed in the hotel and going to the door and answering the door, so just completely exhausted. And him and Patrio, they made a decision, I guess, what, Thursday, Friday, that he would go back to his home country and run some tests, Munich, I guess, run some tests and see if he was that, or mononucleosis was the other syndrome or virus that they suspected it maybe be, but they'll find out. Main thing is he's got to go back, and certainly you can't race at the top level without the energy that you need. So hopefully he'll get back and get that squared away. Going into qualifying, it was going to be interesting to see if Mark could kind of maintain the pace he'd shown on Friday. And it was interesting because Mark had mentioned about he expected Jorge to really be strong for the race, especially Jorge's pace seemed to be good in practice and qualifying. And interesting thing did happen in qualifying. At the beginning, Valentino went out on slicks because it was the driest when it was time for Q qualifying two. It was the driest it had been all weekend on Saturday afternoon. And there was actually some drying patches. So Valentino went out on slicks. He never got within 10 seconds of what they were running on rain tires. So it really didn't benefit. In fact, by the time he put on rain tires at the end of Q2, he qualified 12th, so he didn't even get up to speed on rain tires. So it really wasn't the best choice for him. Mark actually did the opposite of that. He went out and he did like the 53 and minute 53, which was by, I think, a second half faster than anybody with about 6 minutes to go. But then he put on slicks. And if you were going to do it one of the ways, that'd probably be the way to do it, to get your time in, then put on the slicks and see in case the conditions are the same for Sunday, even though they were predicting rain. If it did dry out, you would maybe have, obviously, be a little better prepared. Everybody else, you would know what slicks felt like in damp conditions. But Mark went out and never got up to speed, and so everyone else caught up. And the main rider that did that was Johan, who got his second pole of the season, Johan Zarco, on the Tech 3 Yamaha. So the Yamaha is capable of being up there, but the factory guys were back struggling, what with Valentino 12th and Maverick 14th, who he didn't even get out of Q1. So those guys are really obviously struggling. their championships hopes are looking pretty dimmed. And especially with Valentino crashing in the race on Sunday and not scoring any points, and Maverick struggling and not being pretty much out of the game back in the out of the top 10 or in the high part of the top 10. It looked like that certainly his championship hopes are gone by the wayside. So that left the two main protagonists, of course, Mark Marquez and Andre Dovizioso on the Factor Ducati. It looked like that Jorge, at the start of the race, he was going to be up there, and Mark's prediction of Jorge being tough and maybe getting his first win, or being, he was going to be the toughest guy out there, looked like it was going to be the case. And then after, I think, three or four laps, he started to fade, and he had that little incident with Johan Zarco where they kind of came together that really affected Jorge, and he dropped back over the next couple laps, four or five positions. In fact, afterwards, there was that he was complaining about Zarco's aggressiveness, and he kind of compared it to him thinking that Zarco thinks that out there is like in a video game. And so he's the second rider this year that he's gotten into it with. Of course, Valentino earlier, Zarco, or was it Austin, they got in a little squabble, and now with Jorge. It's just Johan's aggressive. You know, he comes from Moto2, and he gets out there, and he's got a lot of confidence, and he's just strong-willed, very stubborn. And that's going to benefit him if he uses it in the right way. If he uses it the way that he hangs in there and he keeps driving and doesn't give an inch. But being stubborn can be a detriment if it affects your judgment. And so we'll see at the top level of racing how that works out for Johan. But as the race started, it certainly looked like that Jorge was going to be there until you faded back, and then it was Mark, and then Dovin. And, you know, everybody stayed pretty close, and then with five or six laps to go, it became just Dovin and Mark. And the thing, and we've talked about this before with the Vizioso this year, that he's doing such a great job, is that mental clarity under the pressure and when he needs it. And you know, again, they've talked about the fact that his mindset off the racetrack has improved. He believes he should be there. And he's got Mark's number where he's able to anticipate what Mark is going to do. And he chose the perfect place to make a pass. The strong suit for him, the Ducati, was the end of the back straightaway on the downhill before the downhill ride, the hairpin. And he was able to take advantage of a mistake that Mark made on that last lap, which was coming through the S's, and Mark was a little too aggressive. It threw off Mark's rhythm a little bit. Dovi was able to close down, make that pass, and then he anticipated, just like he did in Austria, to where he knew that Mark was going to try to make a pass in the last corner. And he doesn't fall for Mark's aggressiveness. He uses his head, really, really does a great job in kind of suckering Mark into that and forcing Mark to be more aggressive than he needs to be. And that was, when I was watching it take place, that was my biggest concern. As I was telling, in my mind, I was saying, Mark, don't fall for it. Don't be so aggressive making the pass, just enough to get next to Dovi. It's easier said than done, I know. I've been in sitting there watching it and willing someone to do it, and I've been in the position on the track to do it, and it's not easy to time that properly. But both times it's worked in Dovi's favor, to where he kind of sucked Mark in. Mark got too aggressive, got by him, and was able to block the repass that Dovi put in. But it was a great race. And you knew Mark was going to try, which he should, and because that would have been the difference if he could have won the race. Obviously, it would have been 21 points going into this weekend in Australia instead of just 11 points. So it changed the reflection of the championship. So it's going to be interesting this weekend. The weather should certainly be better than it was in Japan, which the riders will love that, down in the sunshine of southern Australia. I'm really looking forward to the Australian Grand Prix this weekend. I hope you are too.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.